When reporting a bombing by some radical group, the news media will often inform us that no one has claimed responsibility. Why is this wording used instead of no one has taken credit? To save the feelings of the dead people's relatives? The people who did the bombing surely see it as a credit. Let them have their moment in the sun. Look at all the trouble they went to. Here's another gratuitous editorial appendage often heard on the TV news coverage of a fire or an accident. Luckily, no one was hurt. Or the good news is no one was injured. I consider those to be editorial comments. After all, I may not think it's such good news that no one was hurt. I'm entitled to decide for myself whether or not injuries to strangers are good or bad news. I may prefer hearing, "It's a shame no one was hurt." It's entirely possible. Please save the commentary for the editorial page. And I could also do without these grim, mock-serious facial expressions and sad voices the television news people affect when reporting one of these so-called tragedies. Diane Sawyer is one of the worst offenders. She lowers her voice dramatically and puts on this really sad face and tells you all about the baby who died in a washing machine. If you weren't listening carefully, you'd think the goddamn tragedy happened to her. Is that good? I don't think so. Just let me have the news, please. I'll get Meryl Streep to handle the sad faces. Another empty sentiment concerning the death of people, you hear it on the news and you hear it in real life. Our thoughts are with the family. What exactly does that mean? Sympathies I can understand. Prayers, as ineffective as they are, I can understand. But thoughts? Why thoughts? What kind of thoughts? Just thoughts? Like, gee, he's dead. How does that help? When first reporting on Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease, one news lady announced that everyone's thoughts are with Michael. Well, I'm by no means happy that he's sick, and he happens to be one of the few celebrities I genuinely like. But to be perfectly honest with you, for most of the day, my thoughts were definitely not with Michael. I wish him well, and I admire the way he copes, but at any given moment, my thoughts are probably on pussy. The satellite service I get has this great channel, Explicit TV. It's not nearly as limited in content as the standard channels you see. Here are a few excerpts from their program guide. Daytime drama. Harper Darrow and Mary Jane Crutch Jockey star in the continuing story of hardship, sorrow, fear, pain, disillusionment, guilt, and suicide in a blue-collar family living in a run-down neighborhood. Don't miss the acclaimed daytime drama, Fuck This Shit. In tomorrow's episode, Velma is given a cesarean section by Nick and Artie, two neighbors who are handy with tools, only to discover she wasn't really pregnant. Partial nudity, heavy drinking, spousal abuse, despair, home improvement tips. A public service program. Every evening at 7:30, citizens and consumers get a chance to sound off and air their complaints. Don't miss Blow It Out Your Ass with Consumer Ombudsman Susan Dorkalot. If you have a complaint to register, be sure you call in, talk to Susan, explain your grievances and complaints, and then listen carefully as she bellows, Blow It Out Your Ass! Con games, larceny, gullibility, anger, hostility. Financial news. Every evening at 6 o'clock, catch the Wall Street buzz on Money Talks, Shit Walks. Tonight, Ron Insana interviews Windfall Profits III, one more worthless cocksucker who makes his living on Wall Street. Don't be left behind in the fast-changing world of business and finance. Keep up to date by watching Money Talks, Shit Walks, brought to you by Pennington Cramore, Wall Street scumbag since 1869. Greed, envy, arrogance, predatory males.